soldier of love, my beautiful sister Sade, Rhyming Sistren. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, and today's recording date is November 2nd, 2014, Sunday, November 2nd, 84 years ago. Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Christ come again, and Christ ever present, because Christ is that power of light in the universe. Originally called Atum by the ancients in Kemet, Egypt, that power of light from that infinitesimal point in the universe that transformed those original waters, the waters of Nun, into all of the mass, matter, material universe that we have today. Now, going back to 97th division of Psalm, Verse 2, dealing with the cloud, the throne of the Almighty. Let's quote it. We're dealing with the science of being born again. This science we must understand in order that we may be born again from our original virgin birth, born again from our original consciousness. The clouds and darkness are round about him. See, the preachers and teachers of today talk of darkness as if darkness is evil. But if you understand science and understand the white light shining from the golden sun through the pyramid-like prism, fracturing the white light into the seven colors of the rainbow, in between the seven colors of the rainbow, we see darkness, which is the dark matter, dark energy, the melanin of the universe, the water melanin of the universe, the waters of Nun acting like a touchstone in the universe, testing the integrity and the veracity of all in the universe to ensure that all in the universe are behaving as the Almighty intended for all in the universe to behave. So darkness, clouds and darkness are round about Yahuwah. Father, Mother, Yahowah, and these clouds, when you get to the etymological root of clouds, Anain, you see words like practice soothsaying. You see conjure. You see observe times. You see practicing soothsaying, spiritism, magic, augury, witchcraft. This is what is round about the Almighty. Soothsayer, enchanter, sorceress, diviner, fortune teller. Now these talents and attributes and characteristics are taught to us as if they are evil. But we see that these characteristics, talents, and attributes surround the Almighty. So there is no such sin as using the creation for what the creation was intended to be used for. But the sin comes in when we misuse, abuse, and misappropriate creation and use this wonderful creation and these wonderful talents that are in the human being to use for righteousness, to use these wonderful talents for evil, to use these wonderful talents to help the wicked, no good, rotten system of Babylon continue to propagate death, hell, and destruction. One of these, you might say, fortune tellers, I don't know her name, but she was the major fortune teller for Ronald Reagan. She just passed just recently. We respect all life that has come and gone. Back to where the life came from, which is the waters of Noon. But this woman used her powers, whatever powers she had, she used it to help Ronald Reagan and help the Reagan administration to do what? Propagate death, propagate hell, and propagate destruction. We are saying that these talents, attributes, and characteristics are from the Almighty and are in the very elements of the universe, earth, air, fire, water, and that we must use these talents for the Almighty and use these talents according to the original spirit energy disposition of the universe. And the spirit energy disposition of the universe is always life and existing for all. The next word I want to deal with is darkness, because darkness is not evil. Darkness is the process of birth. That process is neutral. You can bring to birth righteousness, or we can bring to birth wickedness. But the birth process is neutral. So clouds and darkness are round about him, her, king, queen, Yahowah. The word darkness is Arafel. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H6205. Arafel. Arafel.
This word is defined as cloud. Heavy or dark cloud. Darkness. Gross darkness. Thick darkness. Now, because we understand something of science, when we see gross darkness, okay, we're looking at, now clouds bring water. When the clouds are dark, you know that water is coming. We're talking about science. Now, the original waters of Noon, from whence we all come, housed in the womb of Nonet, before the beginning, when there was, as they would say today, nothing. But nothing, the nothing is the waters of Noon, that is the something from whence we all come, from whence comes the whole of the universe. But in that original state, the original state of the universe, the original disposition of the universe was peaceful, tranquil, no boundary, no barrier, all at one. So when we divide ourselves along religious ideology, political ideology, ethnicity, race, class, gender, age, that is all false. Because we were alive in the waters of Nun and the womb of Nonet, living, receiving instruction from the Almighty, Jeremiah 1 and 5, teaching us that the Almighty knew us and we knew the Almighty. The word knew is a two-way street. The Almighty knew us, we knew the Almighty, and we're receiving instruction from the Almighty before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. That is before consummation, sisters and brothers. That is before our physical incarnation. Now, the church teaches that only of Christ. We have come to understand that all of us are from that same Christ reality. It is you, it is me, it is us. Christ is the image of the Almighty. Mankind is the image of the Almighty, so mankind is Christ, but we have fallen from that lofty reality as Christ. So through Christ, we re-enter again into our original position as Christ. Now, scientifically, Christ, originally known as Atum, is that point of light, that power of light. Light is the firstborn. See, when Yahushua says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the Alpha in the Greek is equivalent to the African Hebrew Aleph. The first letter in the Hebrew Aleph and Greek Alpha. The letter A, which corresponds to the number 1. So you have 1 through 9, but you have 0. The 0 is the ground 0. The 0 is the birth reality. The 0 is the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, and the universe in our original state. No movement, tranquility, peace, oneness, togetherness. No barrier, no boundary. So in these days and times, when the system establishes barriers and boundaries on your personality, on what you can do, on accessing health, wealth, prosperity, accessing education, no. Original condition of the waters of Nun teaches us no barrier, no boundary. So now, the number 1 is the first number born from 0. 0 is not a nothing. 0 is the something. 0 is the power of birth, the power of father and mother to give birth to the 1 through 9. And you see, 1 through 9, 9 is birth again. So there's a process of birth that is repeating itself. And when you get to 10, now that's a 1 in front of the 0. And the 0 is the birth power. And this is birth on a higher level. You begin with 0, then 1 through 9, then 10, and then 11 through 19, and then 20, a 2 in front of the 0. So birth on a higher level. Now the first born of creation is light, L-I-G-H-T. The word light is referred to as atom, where you get our modern day scientific word, the atom or atoms. All atoms are one atom, one power of solar hydrogen light. And from that infinitesimal point of atom, or point of Christos, or point of light, we see that the power of light, the power of the atom, the power of the hydrogen atom, is that power that transformed those original waters from which we all come. That power of light is the field, they call that the Higgs boson, or the Higgs field, that field of light, that power of light, the hydrogen atom, transform those waters from the original state into the mass matter material universe that we have today. And in that process, you come across gross darkness and gross matter. And then the power of light and fire burns off the gross matter, burns off the dross, and purifies those waters. And now we have the fixtures in the universe that we have today, planets and Milky Way and stars, etc. And you and me are also part and parcel of those waters that have been transformed. This is the science of the Almighty, the science of the universe, the science of the throne. Around Yahuwah is darkness and clouds of thick darkness, because it is from these clouds, from the waters of Nun, that we all have come from. And then the root of that word, Araf, Arafel, Arafel, the root of that word is Araf. And I think Arafel may be a root word of Raphael. Arafel, Raphael. Raphael is an angel that has to do with light. It's related to the element, the sun. And so we see that name Raphael, Arafel, Raphael, having to do with the power of light and the attributes and characteristics of light to transform the waters. Now, the root of Arafel is Araf. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H6201, Araf, Araf.
Araf is defined as to drop, to drip, to trickle. To drop, drip, and trickle what? To drop, drip, and trickle water. We're dealing with the science of those waters that we all come from being transformed from the original state, peaceful, tranquil, oneness, no barrier, no boundary. Now, the firstborn of darkness is light, but there's no light without darkness. Darkness is not evil. Darkness is dark matter, dark energy. Darkness is the power of the universe. Darkness is that reality in the universe that has more power, force, energy, mass, matter, and weight than all of that which we call mass, matter, and material. Because all of this that we have in this day and time has come from the original waters of Nun, that we yet live in the waters of Nun, we yet move in the waters of Nun, but we can't see the waters of Nun because that power or that reality is hidden from the physical eye. But everything that we see in the physical scientifically comes from those waters of Nun. Therefore, the source has more power, mass, force, energy, and weight than that which has come from the source, which is the waters of Nun. So the planets, the stars, the Milky Way, all the physical fixtures of the universe. This has not the weight, the mass, as that which all of this comes from. Am I making myself clear? The waters of Nun have more mass, matter, material, physical weight than everything that we can see physically, because the waters of Nun are the origins. So this drip and this drop and this trickle is scientifically, when we understand it, teaching us of how light, born from the waters of Nun, born from the water melanin of the universe, transformed those waters and began to drip and trickle all over the universe. Now we have stars and we have planets and we have Milky Way. And if you continue with this word, You'll see it in Deuteronomy. Let me see if I can find it, sisters and brothers. At least find where it is referenced. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 28. You can see the heavens drop down and dew. The heavens, the waters of noon, drop and dew, D-E-W. And I'm reminded of mountain dew, having to do with liquid substance, like the dew, and the mountain, Ptah, the earth mound. And that whole process of creation from noon to Ptah to Atum, because it's Ptah representing the mind of the Almighty that is the mental power that begins to form the waters from the original state by giving birth to Atum, and then Atum carries on what was in the mind of Ptah to take the waters and drip them and trickle them here and there. And now you have stars and you have moon and you have planets and you have Milky Way and you have everything that we have in the physical universe. We see the word Tal, 2919, which is defined as dew and night mist. And we see in the Hebrew Chaldee lexicon, I'm reading from my notes and I'm taking my time with this subject matter, the Arabic word having to do with light rain. And Ethiopia has a word that has to do with light rain. And we have the word talal, 2926 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to cover with a roof. Jesenius commentary, to overshadow, to cover. So we see that these words are teaching us of how we can understand how the waters of noon transformed from the original state by the firstborn of creation, Atum Christos, light, hydrogen atom, took those waters of noon and began to cover, overshadow the universe with those waters and trickle and drip and drop the waters of noon, so that we now have all of the fixtures and the physical fixtures and the mass matter material universe that we have today. Now, when you track that word overshadow, and track the word shadow, and see how Jesus was born, and see how the Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, began to exert energy on the womb of Mother Mary, Miriam, the rebellious one, and began to call forth the clouds. Here we go. Clouds, thick clouds, gross darkness, clouds, and the elements of the universe, earth, air, fire, and water. And from these calling forth of the elements of the universe, coalescing and aggregating in the womb of Mother Mary, we have the birth of Yahushua. And when you examine that birth, it's the same birth that you and I went through. Mother Holy Spirit, the energy of the universe, exerting that energy on the womb of our physical mother, and the calling forth of light, the calling forth of clouds and water, the calling forth of the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, and we became born physically. And so when you check the word shadow, it says Christ is the shadow, the image of the Almighty. But we know also that mankind is the image of the Almighty. Therefore, mankind is the shadow, the image of the Almighty, using the science of the sun shining on an object, and that object casting a shadow Because the light of the sun shining on that object, when you check the sperm has light in it. So light in the sperm from the Almighty in the womb of the mother in the physical, casting a shadow of the Almighty in the womb of your and my mother. Therefore, we are the shadow, the image, the Christ of the Almighty. But we have fallen and we need to be born again. And our rebirth and resurrection has to be on the order of our first birth, which is not our physical birth, but is the spiritual birth in the waters of noon and the womb of Nanette. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.